There's increasing public concern about finding a way to kick Lyme disease to the curb. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Lindhart, professor of biocatalysis and metabolic engineering at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, explores a new approach to treating the disease.
Heparin is a 100-year-old drug produced from pig intestines, which is widely used as an anticoagulant or blood thinner. We have long known that heparin has many additional activities, including the potential to prevent parasitic, viral, and bacterial infections. Unfortunately, bleeding would be a side effect of using natural heparin as an anti-infective. In my lab, we are developing a bioengineered heparin that is not sourced from animals as a safer and more reliable source of this life-saving blood thinner. Our bioengineering approach has another advantage. We can create designer heparins that have anti-infective activities, but no anticoagulant activity. Our previous research indicates that heparin has potential for treating parasitic infections, such as malaria, and largely untreatable viral infections, such as herpes simplex, hepatitis, dengue fever, and Zika. Now we are looking at Lyme disease, which is transmitted by a tick bite and is caused by a spirochete bacterium. While Lyme disease can be treated with antibiotics, even treated individuals can develop persistent long-term arthritis. My lab, in collaboration with Wadsworth Public Health Laboratories, is studying the use of designer heparins as a strategy to prevent initial infection following a tick bite. These designer heparins work by blocking the movement of the bacteria from the bloodstream, where it initially enters with a tick bite, into the surrounding tissue where actual infection begins. We hope that such an approach, in combination with the use of antibiotics, can reduce the long-term complications associated with Lyme disease.
That was Robert Lindhart of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.